Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 5th, Missions Monday. Yesterday at Mountain Brook Baptist, it was Graduate Sunday, so our mission today is to pray for the high school seniors as they embark on the next step of their education journey. But at the end of the podcast, we'll pray over those students together. Our first passage is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Then we'll move over to Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 25. And we'll finish up with Proverbs chapter 5, verses 21 through 23. Both of the gospel readings today are challenging and also hope-filled passages that I love to read. So hope I don't get too carried away, but I'm super excited. The first is from Matthew 14, Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." On Maundy Thursday, I was able to share about Jesus washing the disciples' feet, and I thought a lot about Peter and his interaction with Jesus. As I was contemplating Jesus washing Peter's feet, I thought about all the incidences, all the stories, all the memories that must have been rushing back into Peter's mind. And this memory of Jesus walking on water and Jesus helping Peter walk on water, I just thought surely that had to be at the forefront of Peter's mind as he sees this water before him being poured over his feet. What a good reminder that the one who serves us by washing our feet, by giving us forgiveness of sin and humbling himself even to the point of death, has power over the water that he uses. He could have poured out that water right there and walked on it. He's amazing, powerful, and magnificent God. And yet he humbly serves us and he's patient with us. I identify with Peter and his mindset of like, "Oh my goodness, the wind, the waves," and he begins to sink. Fear comes into my life often and I forget our faithful God. But Jesus reaches out his hand and he catches us and he reminds us, "I'm here." And then we are reassured, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The second passage, you may be like, "Why do you like that passage?" I just love the image of the fig tree in Scripture. I think there is so much that I would like to dig more deeply into. And so anytime a fig tree comes up in Scripture, I'm excited. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered."
"Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Our final reading is in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 21 through 23. "For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The fig tree here has a lot of leaves, but no fruit. So it has the appearance of godliness, kind of like the Pharisees. They looked very churchy, but it didn't have the fruit of faithful living. So always Jesus is making parables, even when he's just talking about nature. Another thing about the fig tree is that in Revelation, there's this beautiful image of the trees bearing fruit every month of the year. Think back to the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve were, and it was a total paradise where there was flourishing and always fruit on the vine. We're headed to a day better than Eden, but when Jesus saw that fig tree that did not bear fruit, likely he thought of the curse that happened in the garden, and he longed for the people to experience the day when we will be together in the new heavens and the new earth, and fruit will be on the trees every month of the year. And in the meantime, he recognizes that sin has marred the world, and so he grieves over it, and he curses that fig tree. I'm doing some holy imagination there. I'm not really sure if that's the case, but I believe that regardless, this passage is challenging us to be a people who are growing in faith by bearing fruit. The actions of our lives, as they become more and more in line with what we believe, it's exciting. And so we want to ask the Lord to help us to be fruitful. The passage about prayer is a confusing one for me, because each of us recognize that there are times when we have prayed for something fervently and believed it with all of our hearts, and we just haven't seen it on this side of heaven. But I've heard it said that perhaps this passage is more about the Holy Spirit, that if we pray that the Lord would give us more of the Holy Spirit, that he will. Whatever it means, we trust ourselves to you, Lord, and we know that you are all powerful and that you have divine authority in this life and in the next. And so as we pray and plead for your will to be done,
We do so knowing that you are trustworthy. And so now as we move into a time of praying, we want to remember that it is Missions Monday. And so we want to pray for the graduates. I'm going to read the high school graduate names for you. And as I do, would you lift their names up to the Lord in prayer? Madeline Cry, Mary Carter Culpepper, Mary Kate Spreeman, Davis Goodson, Becca Hopper, Alice Loveman, Farley Nunnally, Parker Redden, Lauren Jane Roper, Ann Everett Simon, Laura Spann, and Mary Spann. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. It is challenging to us. Help us to be a people who step out of the boat in faith that you will provide. We also thank you, Lord, for the image of the fig tree. Help us not to just look good on the outside, but to be a people who are bearing fruit in keeping with repentance. As we pray, Lord, we entrust ourselves to you. We ask that you would give us genuine faith and trust. As we remember the high school graduates today, we give you thanks for guiding them along their journey so far. We ask for clarity and direction for their next steps as far as how they will serve you in your kingdom. We pray for them to courageously follow Jesus. We ask for their protection spiritually, mentally, socially, emotionally. Lord, would you provide them with godly friendships and mentors? Would you give them peace and certainty of your path in the midst of pressures that they will experience? Please, Lord, give them a heart for service and a mindset on doing your will. Don't allow the evil one or the thoughts of this world and what it has to offer be more luring than what we know brings abundant life in following you. Thank you for their precious lives. Please protect them and please help them to know that we as their church are contending alongside them in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.